strain, we heard Venice Lockjaw to end off that set.
Prior to that, we heard music from, well, this is probably their best known album, Unknown Pleasures by Joy Division. We heard Interzone.
Yep, it's my song that I just love so much. Every time I hear that little, it just brings me joy.
I think that part right there, can you do that again? Oh, thanks so much. So before that, we heard music from, what did we hear before?
We heard The Cramps.
Yes. That transition, that I didn't know if it would work, but we can try it is apparently a thing I say, so we tried it. And you know what? It works. Sometimes you try it and it works, and it worked. We heard The Cramps from A Date with Elvis, an album I think that came out, it was 86, and we heard the song People Ain't No Good. This is the first album they did with bass,
mm-hmm.
and also the first album that came out after years of being entangled and embroiled in this legal battle with their previous record label, which forced them to not release music. And that's unfortunate because during that time they had a lot of really interesting stuff going on. They did put out a live album, but other than that, this came out after that.
And they were recording, it's just everything was basically kept in storage. So yeah, it was like the first great, I guess, triumph after that hump they encountered, and what a great record. Speaking of a great record, and one that shares an incredible release date, because it was released all the way back in 1979, of course, on December 14th, go figure, and
in the UK.
In the UK, London Calling by The Clash, and this album is very important for the show, and I'll let Dave talk about it.
Oh, we heard the song wrong, boy. We should mention, when I was trying to come up with a name for the show, I just was looking through CDs and albums I had, and I was like, ah, this is not a good title, this is a good... And I was like, what about Revolution Rock? And then I was like, sure. And that was the title, and I know that's a very anticlimactic story.
What an origin story.
Yeah, it's such an origin story. But over the years, like, people would be like, oh, do you play only political songs? And I'm like, no, I don't play any political songs. But, you know what?
First off, that's not true.
That's not true.
And second off, that's a great story. I'm so glad you did not end up naming the show Cat Scratch Fever.
That's not... I would never do that. But anyways, I guess that's the somewhat origin. We can get into more detail, but we'll leave it at that. The show has evolved much, much more since those initial moments. Mm-hmm. And ironically, that's an album that The Clash did where they expanded their sound vastly, branching out beyond punk, which is what this show did. We love punk, and it's always here, and it's not going anywhere, but it exists in different variations.
And I just want to say, I really do feel your show, in one way or another, was very crucial in the formation of Joe Strummer Day, which was a long-held tradition here at CJAM for years and years. I think, perhaps not directly, but indirectly, because of your passion for The Clash, really helped cement that as a focal point. And I'm so glad that it did.
Maybe, yeah. Thanks, Adam. And also, you know, Vern Smith organized that.
Well, you can't deny Vern Smith was the organizer of that. Not going to take anything away from Vern, but no, a very crucial thing, and I think a big piece of history there for the station. We heard Link Ray before that with Law of the Jungle. You can find that off of various compilations, including early recordings. And we started things off with a song that's very familiar for listeners of the show.
Ty Segall, we played a lot over the years. This album, Ty Segall and Michael Cronin, the only one they put out under that name, Reverse Shark Attack, is one of my favorites. I listen to it often. I listened to it very loud in my apartment the other day, and no one complained. So either my neighbors like the music, or there was no one home.
Or you have really great thick walls.
Thanks, Adam.
We heard I Wear Black, which you probably recognize from the opening segment of the show as well. A great little nod there, self-referential. And with that said, Dave, we have less than 25 minutes of Revolution Rock.
That's crazy. But we're going to keep playing music because that's what we do. Mm-hmm. We also just want to briefly say thanks to Mark Kazman for calling in. He has a great show, long-standing show here on CJAM called Cowboys and Indies, and it's one of our great shows here at CJAM.
Mm-hmm.
And also Jerry for calling in. Thanks, Jerry.
Always a former member of Jump Cat Jump.
Yes, and supporter of the show. Let's get to some more music. And what are we going to start with?
A band that I didn't realize other people listened to until I met you, which was quite the revelation, Television, with one of my favorite songs of theirs, Venus, here on Revolution Rock.
Surprise! t-shirt down into my pants. Yesterday I left my house and forgot my keys. Had to call up my good friend. It took him no time to get there. Before you knew it, I was back in my house, back in bed. Thinking about making something to eat. Or maybe just go out to get something to eat. Cause tonight I'm going dancing with the devil. Dancing all night. And now I'm gonna go pick up that brand new pair of shoes that I had my eye on. And these shoes, they're still in style. That's the funny part. I guess that's why you still wanna buy them. A very nice pair of shoes. Perfect for going out and dancing with the devil. Alright.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. You just heard Dancing with the Devil from Paul Jacobs' Pink Dogs on the Green Grass, one of our favorite artists and also one of our favorite albums of his. I guess you could say we're dancing with the space-time continuum as this show draws to a close.
I would never say that.
I know, me either. I didn't say that. Before that, we heard music from David Bowie's Low.
Yes, my favorite Bowie of all time. The two sides, the great weird alien proto-new wave, and then the weird ambient side as well. Just a great, as I said, alien-sounding record. We heard Breaking Glass from that. And prior to that, a little bit of a connection, because famously Low was produced and, I guess you could say, co-engineered by Brian Eno. And he also engineered and produced the record that we heard before, which was from Devo.
Yeah, we heard something from their first album, which is Question Are We Men? Answer We Are Devo. We heard the song Gut Feeling, coupled with Slap Your Mammy Down, which is a very short song that follows it. They're basically interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they had a very big say in Devo getting on a label and making more music. And that was a good serendipitous connection there.
Well, speaking of serendipity, this just occurred to me. There's also a little bit of a Brian Eno connection with the song that opened that up, Television, from their debut record, Marquee Moon, in 77. We heard the track Venus. And what's really interesting was that Brian Eno was actually set up to be the engineer for the initial album from Television.
Yeah.
But he dropped out because he was not interested. He came across Nico in the downtown New York scene and was just so enamored by her because he was such a huge Velvet Underground fan that he kind of just left the recordings and they were abandoned, and maybe for the better, because Television made one of the all-time greatest records of all time with Marquee Moon. And with that said, David, this has been Revolution Rock. Before you do the final sign-off, I just want to again thank you for the opportunity of doing this show with you for so many years, introducing me to so many cool people here at CJAM, and so many great bands. It will always have a place in my heart and always be an important part of my life. And thank you.
Thanks, Adam. And when you joined the show as a co-host, it gave it new life. And without you here, the show would have ended a long time ago. And that's the truth. And I appreciate everyone over the years that have listened. We've already mentioned this. Programmers, staff, past and current. And we got one more song left. Mark Casbon is up next with the Cowboys and Indies radio program. And I just want to say, like, what should I say at the end of the show? Is it really the end if you keep remembering the show? I don't know. Maybe it's not. But also, I wanted to say, like, as I was mentioning earlier, there's so much stuff out there. People are always like, there's no good new music. There's no good music. There's no good whatever. You're not looking hard enough. If you dig deep, you can find anything. And if this show has taught me anything, I thought I knew stuff about more obscure music, but I didn't know anything until I came here and met Adam and just got experience at the station. There's so much stuff out there. I'm just saying, if you think there's nothing out there, you just gotta look for it. Dig a little deeper, and you don't know what you're gonna find, because that's what this whole show is about, finding stuff. And we're gonna end off the show by, I guess, doing a bookend. The very first song I played on my very nervous first show many years ago was Search and Destroy by Iggy and the Stooges, one of my favorite songs from Raw Power, of course. We got that Detroit connection. So I guess that's pretty much it for the show. Thanks again for tuning in, everyone. Anyone that's ever listened, you've been a part of this show in some way, whether you think so or not. And that's all I gotta say. This song, Search and Destroy, we're gonna play from the Iggy Pop mix, but the recent vinyl reissue. So that's it. Thanks for tuning in. This is Revolution Rock on CJAM 99.1 FM.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station, broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and a loss for? It's like two is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.